Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I watched the movie Hustle this weekend, so we'll get to that. I really enjoyed it. So we'll get to my thoughts on Hustle. We got some NBA draft stuff to talk about. We were, 4 days away from the NBA draft, Sixers with a first-round selection. We'll see if they make it. We have a very important movement we're trying to start here on the evening show tonight. We'll get to all of that. So plenty to talk about. But I want to start here with the Phillies. There's no other way to say it. A really important weekend and a really good weekend for the Phillies. They go down to D.C. They win 4 out of 5. Yesterday was a loss. They're not going to win every game. I'm not overly concerned about losing one game to the Nationals. They won 4 out of 5. That's a heck of a weekend. And they won them, dramatic victories. I was here Friday night with what I think is the roller coaster win of the season. And then to win that game behind Nola, who was excellent again, and the Munoz home run and the Reese clutch hit in 10, big win on Saturday to clinch the 4 out of 5. Big weekend for the Phillies. But, the excitement for this Phillies team continues to just continue to rise. And I understand why. I mean, the Phillies have been excellent under Rob Thompson. Not good, but excellent. And as you look at the standings right now, they're there. They're within a couple games of a playoff spot. And this feels like the best summer and most exciting summer we're going to have in Philadelphia watching a baseball team in over a decade. And it feels like they've got a real chance now to get back to October baseball. But as I sit here with you on this June 20th, I'd be lying to you if I said I was convinced. I'm not there yet. I'm not there. I'm not convinced yet the Phillies are a playoff team. Is this a pretty good baseball team? Yeah. Could you say they're a good baseball team? I think we can right now with the way they're throwing in the rotation, with the offense they've shown really all year. I know we do the thing where we kind of look for consistency with offense, and they had too many nights early in the season where they had zero or only one run. Too many of those. But overall, you look at all the ranks across baseball in terms of offense, they're there. I mean, they are one of the best offenses in the league. There's no question about it. And the longer that continues, the more we have to just acknowledge here's where they are. I mean, the Phillies are tied for fourth in baseball in home runs. The Phillies are third in baseball in runs scored behind only the two New York teams who are pacing everybody right now. In terms of slugging percentage, they're fourth. I mean, this is a top five offense right now, which is, I think, what we all hoped it could be. You look at OPS, which is probably the best indicator of overall offensive output. Number one, Yankees. Number two, Braves. Number three, Blue Jays. Number four, Dodgers. Number five, the Philadelphia Phillies. This is a top five offense by almost every metric right now. They're going to hit. They have one of the more, productive starting pitching rotations in baseball. The vibes have changed considerably with Rob Thompson as the manager, and they have an easy schedule by winning percentage from now to the end of the season. All that being said, I'm not ready to do it yet. I'm not ready to say I'm not there yet with the Phillies being a playoff team. Couple reasons why. Number one, for as good as the Phillies have been so far, and as good as they've been under Rob Thompson, there are two issues they have that I just find to be Achilles' heels, and I don't have conviction they're going to get better in the middle of the season. Now, maybe they'll make a major trade. Maybe Dave Dombrowski will do something. But right now, it's very hard for me to believe they're going to become a really good bullpen or even a good bullpen. I think the bullpen is a little bit below average, maybe a lot below average, depending on the night and who's out there. I think they're finding something here with Brogdon. I mean, there's no reason that Seranthony Domínguez should not be the closer. I mean, it's crazy that they're still dancing around with Brad Hand out there blowing the game on Saturday before they won the 10th. But I still worry about this bullpen. There's very few guys out there I really trust late in the game. So the bullpen is a worry. And then the team defense. I know it's for some people it may be easy to get past defense because it doesn't pop. And if it's not an error, you might not think about it or worry about it. I can't get past their team defense. It stinks. It is a bad defensive team. That line drive to right field yesterday, I mean, every time I watch Castellanos in the outfield, it's just like my eyes want to bleed. He's terrible out there. And on Friday night, they're lucky they won that game because that error by Didi and Ristop being able to either stay on the bag and catch the ball or at least stop it from going past him was horrendous. I mean, it's every couple games they have horrendous defensive moments that hurt them and will hurt them in the biggest games as we go through this season. So when I see a team with a bullpen like this and a defense like this, it's tough for me to fully buy in that they're going to go to the playoffs. I do think this is turning out to be a good team. But, you know, there's no sort of rule here where if you're a good team, you go to the playoffs. Look at the National League standings. It's a weird year. You know, you go back and I think in our brains it's like, well, they added an extra wild card. The Phillies are good now. The Phillies will make the playoffs. Well, there's a really strong line in the NL right now between the good teams and the bad teams. And here's the good news. The Phillies are on the good side of the line. They're one of the seven or eight teams, I'll call it eight teams in the National League, that look like they're good teams. Some might be great, but they're all at least good. You know, from the Dodgers to the Padres to the Giants, the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Braves, the Mets, the Phillies. They're all good teams. And there's, you know, you could have varying degrees of how good you think they are, but they're all good teams. And then you go to the rest of the NL, and I'm pretty comfortable saying those teams are bad or at least below average. You know, from the Marlins to the Rockies, Diamondbacks, all the way down, Reds, Pirates, you know what I'm talking about, the bad teams. The good news is the Phillies are on the right side of the ledger. The bad news, within the good news, only six of those teams make the playoffs. So, yes, they've added added a playoff team in the National League, a couple overall. But there's eight good teams in the NL this year for six playoff spots. So the Phillies could be good. And I think the Phillies are turning into a good baseball team. There's no guarantee they're going to make this. There's no guarantee they're going to be in. And I keep watching. I keep waiting for it. As the Phillies have rose here, and they've had a great run in June, I keep waiting for them to go into a playoff spot. I don't believe they've actually been in a playoff spot for any day of this run, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. It shows, one, how far back they were. But it shows, too, none of these teams are slowing down. I mean, look at the paces these teams are on, even with injuries. They're all on pace to win 90, 92, 95, 100, depending on who we're talking about. I mean, you look at all these teams above the Phillies, and all the teams kind of in playoff position right now, they're all on pace to win around 90 to 100 games. The Phillies aren't quite at that pace, and I don't know if they could get there. 215-592-9494. We've seen this Phillies team turn around. There's no way other way to say it. They've turned their season around, and this looks like it's going to be a fun summer in Philadelphia. Are you convinced they're a playoff team? Do you believe we're watching a playoff team here come together in Philadelphia this summer? I want to believe that, and I think there's some ingredients here, specifically the offense and the starting rotation, that you're like, yeah, you know what? They've got enough. This could be a playoff team. The manager changes made a big difference. All that is there. But the NL is good. Mets won again today. Braves coming off that winning streak. The West is excellent. And you have the Cardinals and the Brewers, and those teams might be on the Phillies level, but one of those teams gets in by accident because one's going to win the Central. 215-592-9494. The other concern I have, and I mentioned the bullpen and the defense, and those are bad. But the other concern I have that really is not a concern yet, but I kind of see it on the horizon, is the Phillies, for as much that went wrong under Joe Girardi, for as much that was going wrong before things started turning around, and I think there's a real case out there that the Phillies' second half of the season could be even better because they've got the ship righted and they've got Girardi out of here and all these good things. But they have had one part of their team that has been remarkably lucky to start this season. And I think as lucky as anyone in baseball, and that is the health of their starting rotation, which now might be starting to falter with Zach Eflin having knee issues, only went two innings yesterday. We'll see if he makes his next start. But the Phillies, everyone likes to point to how good their starter rotation is, and even I said it because it's been good so far. Good ERA, a lot of innings, it's all what you want. But can that last? I mean, they've got five guys basically making every turn through the rotation. Now it's in jeopardy with Eflin. And you kind of look at those guys and how they've pitched, and Wheeler's been good, and Nola's been excellent so far. But the other guys I find all to be pretty average, kind of innings eaters so far this year. Gibson and Suarez and obviously Eflin. And if they start having some injuries in there, boy, I don't like the depth with the starting pitching. Bailey Falter, Christopher Sanchez. They may need to go get a starting pitcher between now and the trade deadline. And I know we're talking about bullpen. We're talking about, you know, defense. Those all might be needs. But they also might need a starting pitcher by the time we get to the trade deadline. 215-592-9494. Are you ready to say it? Do you believe the Phillies are a playoff team? Yes or not yet? I'm in the not yet camp. For as great as they've played, and it's been an amazing run in the month of June, one of the best months this franchise has had in you know, everything we say since 2011. I mean, they haven't played like this in a long time. And I wish it was a different kind of year. I wish it was a down National League. I wish the Phillies were in a different division where I could say, you know what? Look, they're going to win this division. But they're still pretty far back of the New York Mets. I mean, you look after the Mets win today over the Marlins. The Phillies are still 8.5 games back out of first place, even with playing incredible baseball in the month of June. They're still, right now, as we head into play tonight, 2.5 games back of a wild card spot, and with a team above them that's also out. So they're eighth among the six teams that make it. They're in the eighth spot right now, and that's after their best run of the year. And I am worried, as time goes on, they're going to have a starting pitching injury or two. Every team does. They haven't had theirs yet. Can they withstand that? I think that's going to be hard. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. We've watched some excellent Phillies baseball over the past couple weeks. Excellent. I mean, it has been as entertaining and fun as we've seen with this team in years. But I'm not ready to say it. I am not ready to yet say I feel like I'm watching a playoff team. This is a good team. And this is a team that should win in the mid-80s. And if they don't, it's a disappointment. And I thought that before the season. But I'm not ready to say yet. Are you? 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are a playoff team? I mean, as you watch them, do you sense that? Do you feel it? They've got some elements here. They've got some elements that you like about them. There's a fight to them. They've won a lot of games late. There's something to this team that I do think is worth investing your time and your emotions in. Like, they're good, and I think they're going to stay in this all year, and I would not be floored if they made it. You know, if they got some breaks, they could make the playoffs. But I'm not ready to yet say they are a playoff team. How about you? Tucker, what are you feeling? Are the Phillies a playoff team?
I think a lot of people are reeling after yesterday's big loss. But I look at what they've done and how hot they've been. I think they are. I mean, they certainly look the part. And the things that we expected to go well that didn't necessarily go well earlier in the season have found their way, right? Like, Kyle Schwarber's up to 18 home runs. Yep. Bryce Harper looks like the MVP that he was a year ago. Nola and Wheeler are absolutely carrying the rest of this rotation on their back at this point. Sir Anthony has been a revelation. He looks like 2017 Sir Anthony Dominguez. So there's a lot of good. And then I look at Dave Dombrowski, and the thing I think about the previous regime, and the one thing that will always follow Andy McPhail, is the whole if we don't, we don't, right? He was very much not interested. I don't want to say he wasn't interested in making the playoffs, but he wasn't a win-at-all-costs guy, and I think that's the opposite when it comes to Dave Dombrowski. I think Dave Dombrowski, as he sits in his little box at Citizens Bank Park every night and watches this team, he understands what issues face them. He understands what they need, that they need help at the back end of their rotation and the back end of their bullpen. Their defense is staggeringly bad, even though at one point, I think he said it was as good as they hoped it could be, or something along
what a line
lines.
That was, yep.
And when I think about what's happening with the rest of the National League, I mean, you're right. It was something I worried about early in the season or before the season when we talked about how this team could take a big step forward. Well, there are other teams that could take a step forward. A team like the Padres have taken a step forward, although they're without Fernando Tatis and now Manny Machado for the next couple of weeks at the very least. So that helps the Phillies cause. The San Francisco Giants have taken a bit of a step back. They're not on pace to win 110 games like they did a year ago. And I was curious. I went back and looked because you mentioned there's like six or seven teams right now on pace to win 90 games. You know, no more than five teams have won 90 games in the National League in the last decade. I mean, if you look at it, I know there are teams off to red-hot starts, but there are teams fading, too. Like, Milwaukee's fading a little bit. I mentioned San Diego. They're probably going to fade a little bit, too. I think if the Phillies keep playing and they get to that 87-88 win range, that should be enough. It really should. And maybe they fall victim to a hot, hot year in the National League, and they're unable to get there. But as of right now, I think the way they're ascending, they are climbing their way up the ranks. I mean, obviously, they haven't been in a playoff position yet, because when we had this discussion 2 weeks ago, they were 8 games under 500.
Right. And they've climbed back to on the doorstep. So they've had a great run here. All right, Tucker sees it. Tucker sees it to you. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are a playoff team? Yes or not yet? I'm in the not yet. And it's not just because they lost yesterday. I mean, look, I am not going to beat them up today for losing one game to the Nationals out of five. That's a big series victory, winning 4 out of 5 against the Nationals. But I just am not there. The defense still, yesterday, ugly. Friday night, ugly. The bullpen, other than Sir Anthony, it's a high wire act every single night with any of those guys they bring in. Brogdon's starting to come on a little bit here, but it's a high wire act other than Sir Anthony. And I look at the starting rotation and I say, it's been great, but they have really, I mean, they've bucked the trend. Most teams don't have five starters making as many starts without anyone getting hurt. Can that continue? If not, they're going to need to add starting pitcher. And they may need to, with Eflin with his knee issue here. They may add that to the needs. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Do you believe the Phillies are a playoff team? Are we watching a playoff team emerge here in Philadelphia? Scott is up on WIP. Hey, Scott.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Scott, buddy. What's up, man?
I love what you're talking about tonight, because I think the prime example of what could be if we don't make a big move is what happened to the A's last year, where similar to like the NL this year with the AL was last year. They went and got Josh Harrison, Sterling Marte. They got the reliever from the Cubs, and they still weren't good enough to make the playoffs with a great team because the AL was so deep. And that's what we're at risk this year. And I want to hit back on the A's because I've been bringing it up with you time and time again. We need to go after Montas and we need to go after Laureano. And if you have to give up one of the top prospects to do it, you have to. We have to look at the way this team's built. We're not the White Sox. We're not a team that has a bunch of young guys. It's here and now, and I feel like this is a team of diminishing returns. Next year, the guys aren't getting younger. 2 years from now, JT Realmuto, what's he going to be? What is Schwarber going to be? What is Castellanos? You got to go for it right now. Montas and Laureano have a year or two of control, and you're bringing in all-star level players.
Well, Scott, I think you're right. I'm glad you keep bringing it up. And it's a great point on that A's team. They won 86 games last year. And how about this, Scott? I'm looking at the standings from last year in the American League. They won 86, missed out. And the Mariners and the Blue Jays won 90-91. They missed out. Now, obviously, last year there was one less playoff team. But still, even if they had an extra one, we're talking about a team that won 90 and a team that won 86 that would have missed even with this format. So, you know, it's not a guarantee if you're a good team, you just automatically make it. You got to be better than the other good teams.
Yeah. And if you look at Laureano and Montas, they fixed 4 holes that we have, Joe.
Yeah.
You put Laureano in center. He's a great center fielder. That shores up some defense. He's a true leadoff hitter. We still don't have a true leadoff hitter. He can lead off. He fixes that issue. You move Suarez to the bullpen. That fixes the bullpen. And Montas is an ace. I mean, you're fixing 4 things with 2 guys, you know?
I love it, Scott. And I, you know, what Tucker said there, and Scott, appreciate it, man, about Dombrowski and the urgency the Phillies are probably going to have here. I tend to think that's where they're going to go, that they're going to go and try to make a significant move. And they have to. I mean, there is no tomorrow with this group. I mean, really, you look at their team, Bryce Harper doing what he's doing again. I mean, how many of these kind of years is Bryce Harper going to have? I mean, really, how many years is Bryce Harper going to be able to play at an MVP level? And he's doing this one with an injured elbow, which is obviously taking him out of the field. But his offense has been unbelievable. Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola. You know, pitchers get hurt. Pitchers go up and down. It's rare to get, you know, this kind of duo going the way they're going every single star for the past month and a half. They can't waste this. But look, the standings are what they are, and the teams above them are what they are. And you know what? Tucker might be right. He might come down a little bit. Maybe not everyone's going to win 95 games. But the reality of the situation is they're not going away. These teams are good. They're deep. They also have smart front offices, and they have farm systems. Like, look, I'm looking at the standings from last year that our caller brought up. In the AL last year, a team that won 91 and a team that won 90 missed the playoffs. A team that won 86 missed the playoffs. Even if you add an extra wild card, which we now have, you know, you're still going to have some good teams that miss the playoffs. I hope it's not the Phillies, but I'm not yet there. I don't yet feel like they are a playoff team. I want to, but not yet. Let's talk to Chuck in Newark. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Chuck.
I actually definitely think they're a playoff team based on how they played since the managerial change. I mean, if they hadn't changed managers, you could say, well, maybe this is a fluke. But it's not a fluke. I mean, I'm not giving up hope on first place. The thing that puzzles me is, why did they use money or time to get another infielder? I mean, I don't have any problems with the infield, and that's not the problem. That just baffles me.
Oh, you mean the trade they made today? The trade they made today for David Robertson? Daniel Robertson?
Yeah, I mean, how could anyone say that's our biggest need?
Well, you know, I think that one, Mike, is just a deft move. I mean, I don't think they gave up anything for Daniel Robertson. That feels to me like, because they've had so many injuries here, Camargo and obviously Segura, that they're just trying to, you know, catch themselves here in case anyone else comes up lame here, that they don't have to bring Kingery back, that they at least have a, you know, a better option like this Robertson guy.
So this doesn't have any negative impact from adding to the bullpen?
No, I wouldn't think this would affect them at all. Chuck, appreciate it. When it comes to, like, they didn't trade anyone today of any sort of note. I'm not even sure if they traded a player. Did they trade a player for Daniel Robertson, or was it cash considerations?
I don't know. Do you think they got those cash considerations they got the other day for Norwood and rerouted them to Minnesota?
Yeah, so the Phillies got cash for James Norwood.
Honestly, might have been the best they could get.
Well, that reminds me of a couple years ago when they traded Cole Irvin to the A's
for cash consideration,
but it was $0. Like, on the night of the transaction on the MLB page, and it might have just been like a glitch, or they didn't know how much it was. But for a while, it just sat there as like they got nothing for Cole Irvin, who, by the way, I would take Cole Irvin back now as like a six starter option, a swing man option. They gave him away a couple years ago, and he's turned into certainly
the ERA is 3.14.
Yeah, I would take it. He's pitched pretty decent last year too for them. I mean, I don't think he's great, but as a fifth or sixth starter, yeah. Daniel Roberts today was traded to the Phillies. That is not the kind of move that's going to have any effect on the Phillies and what they do here. Yeah, no formal announcement, but it was both teams exchange for cash. There you go. He was traded for cash. How much do you think Daniel Robertson costs? I always think it's funny when players are traded for cash. Like, how much do they pay for the player? Like, what's the worth of a player? Like,
if you go on Cole Irvin's Baseball Reference page, it doesn't even call it a trade. It just says purchased.
Purchased. Yeah, it's kind of demeaning. We traded you for a couple bucks here. You were purchased by the A's. I take it back, though. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard here on this Monday night. Big weekend for the Phillies, despite the Father's Day loss yesterday on Peacock, which I was listening to the afternoon show. I guess some people had trouble with the Peacock situation yesterday with the broadcast against the Nats. Here's the bottom line. Yesterday wasn't a great one to watch. If you watched the first four, you enjoyed the heck out of the Phillies this weekend. This is a good baseball team. They've turned things around. They're going to be in it all summer. Of all those things, I'm sure. I am not yet convinced it's a playoff team. Tucker feels like it's a playoff team. Do you? 215-592-9494. We'll talk playoffs here with the Phillies. Do you believe they are? And when we get back, the sneaky need, I think, is going to continue to be part of what they need between now and the trade deadline. We'll hit that. We got to get into a major debate here about dessert over the next couple hours. And I did watch Hustle this weekend, so we'll talk about that as well. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are a playoff team? Yes or not yet? We'll discuss it right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.